Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Squarespace. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, use the offer code bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Fool me once, oh God, my poor fragile ego is ruined. Fragile ego. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to The Moon's a Jerk for that wonderful catchphrase submission. I agree, the moon is a jerk. I'll tell you who are not jerks, our upcoming guests in a show that I am pleased as punch to provide for you this episode of Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman, and our guest coming up a little later, we have, this is exciting, we have Luke. And we have Matthew, and a little later than that, we have Chris, and then also we have Billy coming up. So that's exciting. I have no last names provided to me. Who knows if they have last names? We don't know. They may be like Madonna or Cher, very interesting people. That I'll be excited to talk to. But first, our guest of honor, as we say, in pole position. And she is straight as a pole right now. She's standing to attention, and
we didn't have enough chairs.
She'll be standing the entire episode.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And how are your feet right now?
Oh, they are bleeding already.
They're bleeding.
It's been about 5 minutes. And,
oh no.
Woof.
She's never been on the show before, and we are taking care of that today. And I'm basically I have a checklist of all the people in the world. And I'm just getting
just
to
moving
them.
Through it.
Yeah, you're, approximately like 550 on the list. So how's that feel?
I mean, pretty good. Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to be cleared of the bench.
You're off the bench
and,
at this
you
point.
Know, to stretch my legs and just stand up for a while.
When you say cleared of the bench, is that an expression I don't know?
Is it a sports thing?
Well, like they clear the bench, that means everyone gets up and fights, I believe.
I don't do sports. I think it's like they get, they're like, you've been sitting down the whole game, why don't you play? Is that
they just clear the bench at a certain point, like, anyone who hasn't played, come on in, get in the outfield.
Yeah. It's a free-for-all now. We're not counting any points.
Who cares? Yeah. She is a comedian extraordinaire. She has an upcoming album, Pasta, coming out soon in November. Any previous albums?
Yes. There's one called Good for Her. They're both on Kill Rock Stars.
Kill Rock Stars, a wonderful label, I believe. Who else is on Kill Rock Stars? Well, Elliot Smith was at one point,
Elliot
I believe.
Elliot Smith was. Bikini Kill was at one point.
Bikini Kill.
And, a lot of comedians. Cameron Esposito's on there. Hari Kondabolu. Mm. Me, I'm on there.
Pasta is the name of the record. Please welcome Emily Heller. Hello.
Thank you.
To the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Big fan.
Yeah. Of the show?
Yeah. And
okay.
Standing up. Great. Marvel Hour.
Now, you do stand-up comedy, so this shouldn't be hard for you, but you're rocking back and forth.
I don't know why your arms are crossed. Out of my element right now.
Yeah, just pretend there's a microphone in front of you, which there is one.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When I do stand-up, I do in Marc Maron style, which is just immediately collapsing onto a stool as
turning
if
a chair
been,
around as if
as
you're
if
a
I just did a marathon.
Substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Now, you're one of America's great comedians.
Thank you.
If not the world.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did some international touring last year, and I got to say it confirmed my suspicion that I was better than them.
Yeah. When you do international touring, do you do it head-to-head style? It's like Top Chef style?
There's a lot that Americans don't know about how international comedy works, where at the beginning of every show, there are 8 comedians, and then halfway through the show, that gets narrowed down to 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then by the end, it's a good 5-hour show, and by the end, there's just one comedian, and they do the same set that they've done 4
the
times already.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Top Chef where you can just cook something new.
No. You do the same jokes, and then by the end, you've won Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. And you've just like worn the audience down at that point where they're like, all right.
By that point, they can do the jokes along with you.
And oh, that's fun.
Turns into karaoke, kind of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what's your best joke?
That's a great question and one that I absolutely prepared for.
Does it change every time? Are you like, oh, I think my best joke is this now?
My best joke is you're going to have to buy the album.
Okay.
I think it's on there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Do you close with it? Do you open with it? Or are you sneaking in there in the middle?
You know what? I like to let you guys try and guess. I'm not going to tell you where it is on the album.
Oh,
you
okay.
Listen to the album. You email me which one
you
think is
the
best.
Wait,
but
you're going to tell us what the joke is?
No. I'm not going to. Because it would ruin the contest, which is you guess.
Oh, contest.
There's a contest.
Oh, boy.
With my album. You have to buy the album. And then you email me and guess which track you think is the best. And if
according
you're,
to you or according to them?
According to Europe.
According to Europe?
According
to
Europe,
I see.
From when we did the contests over there.
Oh, great.
And then if you're right, I will email you back.
Oh.
And that's
so
the prize.
An email back?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you usually not email people back?
I usually don't email people back.
Okay, so this is great.
My life is a real mess.
That album, Pasta, coming out very, very soon. November, you say?
November sometime.
Thanksgiving-ish, maybe?
Hopefully.
In time for Black Friday?
Pre-Thanksgiving, post-midterm elections. That's the okay. zone we're targeting.
Yeah, is this the, is it reflecting at all the natural mood of the country?
Yeah, just how we all feel about nature right now. There's a couple politics jokes on
there.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
What do we got? Let's hit us with these.
I don't want to.
The clowns in Washington are straight out of the big top.
Congress, more like not progress. Did you get?
Pro, because pro and con.
It was better when I did it on stage.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was pretty good right now.
Okay,
so even better on stage?
Yeah.
Okay. I can only imagine.
I don't want to spoil the album. I don't want to give away too much, but I don't love the president. So.
What? Of which country?
You'll have to listen to the album right now.
Oh, man.
Really trying to...
Big, huge Duarte chunk. Well, that's exciting. You're also currently what I call a scribe.
Yeah.
On the television show Barry.
I am, yes. I am a writer, producer, end of list.
Stops there.
Yeah.
How many other jobs can you have, other places of employment, can you have multiple jobs? You know what I mean? Like, if you go work at a restaurant, it's like, I'm a server.
And a busser.
You could bus your own table?
It's actually usually a sign of a bad job. When that's,
or you have to cover everyone else's.
I used to work at a startup, and it was like, I'm an editor and also a, like, I don't remember any of the words from a startup, but I had to do a bunch of different weird things because they don't know what they're doing.
A startup? What do you mean?
Like a startup company in San Francisco, like a web startup where you work for a website and you're like, I run the website. I also do the blog. And then I'm like
you remember that term, blog?
Blog,
that's
they had a
weblog.
Yeah. Man, I really do not remember any words associated with that job. I did some data entry.
There you go, data entry. There's
I do that at
term.
Barry also.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of data are you putting into the, tracking how many kills he has?
I'm just keeping a list of all the words we've ever used.
Oh, and okay.
Just the way you are with guests on this show, if there's any that we haven't gotten to, I try and sneak them into
scripts. So from aardvark to zebra.
Yes. They're all animals.
Those are the ones that are at the zoo.
Season 2, spoiler alert.
Barry at the zoo.
Barry buys a zoo.
Oh, boy. How awesome would that be if just episode 1, he says to his girlfriend, this is of season 2, no spoilers, but I believe I could be general about this. He just says to his girlfriend, you know what? I'm tired of killing people. This is my bill here. I'm tired of killing people. I'm just going to buy a zoo. And then every episode after that is him lovingly caring for the animals.
Yes. I mean, this is what I pitched and this is what we're doing.
Oh, wow.
We got some table reads later today. I'll let you know how it goes.
With the animals?
No, I will be reading for the animals.
Oh, okay. How are your animal sounds?
Oink,
oh, pretty
oink.
Good. Oh, okay.
Oink.
Oink.
They don't really have pigs at zoos.
But it might be like, a bear doing an impersonation of a pig.
Oh, yeah. Bill Hader is a very good impressionist, so he would mm-hmm. write kinds of those things in for other...
He just assumes everyone
he
is a good impressionist.
Everyone's good at
this guy!
And then when other people can't do it, he laughs in their faces.
He's like, hey, you know when you're doing an impression of Al Pacino and everyone thinks it's really good? People are like, we can't relate, Bill. Jesus. I mean, I can. Yeah. Hoo-ah! That show Barry, it's like... The title is my main issue.
Yeah.
It's like, what, I'm supposed to watch a show about a guy named Barry? Like, what? Who cares?
Well, and if you don't see it written down, you're like, what is it, a strawberry?
Yes,
a raspberry?
Exactly. Or is it Daryl Strawberry?
I mean, that's
why
season
I... Season 3,
that's
you
why
find
I
out he's Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah. Deep undercover. There have been Easter eggs along the way to like let people know that that's where we were going.
You know how sometimes he'll pick up a baseball bat and look at it wistfully and be like, I miss this.
Yeah, and you just hear in the background, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah. Other times people will say the word Daryl and he'll turn and then
and go, huh?
They're not talking to him.
You're not talking to me, Daryl Strawberry?
I mean,
Bill Hader? I mean,
It's a really good show.
It's a really good show. Probably in the top 200 shows on television right now.
I'd say so.
Would you say?
Top 200. I've watched only about 167 of them, so I can't say
it's
definitively.
Hard. Yeah. It's hard. There's so much television right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're adding to that sort of general malaise of the public? Of there's too much TV. There's too much TV. There's too much TV.
I think that's what that's been my main goal is to just sort of grind people down.
I feel for every content creator, there should be a content deleter.
Yeah.
So if you're out there making episodes of Barry, you have to go delete episodes of The Americans or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean.
Like, we got to be at just, zero sum television.
When we do go in, there have been a couple days when we had to work at the HBO offices and you walk by these, big file cabinets that just say, Arliss on them. And it's just, so tempting to just pull the whole drawer out and take it home.
Why don't they get storage for that?
I don't.
Like
and
they're
I
still
don't,
keeping the Arliss files.
I got to tell you. It was very tempting to open that, and I can't believe I didn't.
By the way, this is in Santa Monica. Space is at a premium there. Rent there is so expensive. They have a beautiful, giant building, and they're keeping Arliss files there?
And paper files, too.
What is going on?
I don't think I signed an NDA about this.
By the way, if they have the Mr. Show files, please steal them for me, because we did some bad shit in there. Well, Emily Heller is here. She is a wonderful comedian. Pasta is the name of her record.
It is.
And you can get that in November, and that's what a great month. I mean, you have Halloween, and then you've spent so much money on candy, and you're worried about making the rent on November 1st.
Do you spend money on candy on Halloween? Because I find people usually give it away for free.
What? I usually tip the people.
Oh, wow.
Here's $100. Thank you so much. And then I'm out.
Yeah.
Pasta is the record. Get that in November. We have to get to our next guests. And I'm super excited about this. They are, according to their biography, a.k.a. bio here, They are television personalities, and they are the aforementioned Luke and Matthew. Hello, Luke and Matthew.
Hello, hello. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
I believe you're joining us, not to feel territorial about this, but Emily
well,
and I were
here
first.
Well, I'm still standing, so I'm not really joining
well,
anyone.
Thanks again for letting us use the chairs. That was a deal breaker for us. So
now, you guys decided to sit in one chair, and you're leaving one totally open. Couldn't Emily just use this one?
Well, we'd like to leave that chair open for Elijah.
Oh, you guys are of the Jewish persuasion, Luke and Matthew?
Yes. Well, we could be persuaded, yes.
Okay. Oh, wait, you want Jewish people to persuade
you? We might want to be Jewish.
Yeah. We walk around with some sort of one Jewish totem everywhere we go, and we say, convince us.
Yeah. So change our minds.
What's the totem you have here?
Oh, well, today's an empty chair with a glass of wine in front of it for Elijah.
Oh, I see. I'm very thirsty, by the way. I know it's 9 a.m., but
please don't drink it.
Okay, all right, fine.
Just in case a Jew walks in and wants to convince us.
But thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much.
We obviously work for QVC.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
I read your television personalities. I don't know why it's obvious that you work for QVC. But.
I love QVC.
Yeah, we're obvious. Our faces, we host, you know, we look, we are inviting you in to probably buy something.
I wouldn't say you're even really good looking people, so
well,
I mean, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, you're like sort of an Oklahoma 2.
Well, an Oklahoma 2 is a QVC 8.
Yes, it is true, and we are a Los Angeles 0.
This stuff is really subjective, so it's about your taste. And for me personally, you're checking all the boxes.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
What are some of those boxes?
Big tie,
big
huge tie.
Big tie, just
wide tie.
I like that all of your clothes are just a little bit the wrong size, but in different directions.
Right. Yeah. Tiny pants, pretty big shirt.
Yeah. Big shirt, big tie, small jacket. So the shirt's sort of like.
It's our favorite cake song.
Blousing out, yeah.
And your chains, by the way, the chains around your neck are just.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like to get too far from each other.
Oh, yeah.
So we keep ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're chains. We're
sort of a defiant ones kind of situation.
Yes, but which is a little bit difficult because we do drive separate cars.
Oh, okay. So you have to do it side by side, like a motor car, sidecar?
Yes. Well,
you know, my car is sidecar to his.
Okay.
But I put a little wheel in there so he feels like he's driving.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a little bit of how insane.
Behind you guys on the freeway yesterday.
Well, we apologize for the pace of the drive.
Oh, really? How fast do you drive or how slow?
Well, 15 miles fast.
15 miles fast.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
So.
But we do frequent. We have a sign on the back that says caution, stops frequently on the freeway.
For why would you be stopping? Just because the chain is getting too tight or. Or are you stopping to see who's sponsoring
this? There are various reasons you might want to stop on a freeway. Sometimes it's who's sponsoring it.
Yeah, look at this. It's Cher.
We think we forget stuff.
Yes.
So we just stop.
So we come to a full stop.
Yeah.
Remember that we didn't forget it. And then
I have my curling iron. And then we continue on.
Can I ask you, you stop to think if you forgot something. If you realize you did forget it. Would you then hang a Yui?
No, we do the same thing as the family in Home Alone. We just keep going.
Okay.
So why not just keep going and then search for it as you're going?
It's hard to drive and remember.
Oh, okay.
Or drive and search.
Yeah, we don't multitask very good.
Have you ever forgotten anything?
We actually rarely forget anything.
Ray, what's your batting average at this point? That's another sports term, by the way.
Well, let's just say we cleared the bench.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you work for QVC, which what does that stand for? The quality
quality video. Kramer.
Kramer, like from Seinfeld, or from Mad Money.
I feel like every video that Kramer's in is a quality video.
That's true.
It's quality video Kramer.
Then they shortened it after the big video came out.
Oh right, yeah.
So, so it's like KFC.
Yes, exactly. They felt America couldn't handle it.
They changed the name of KFC after those chickens said the N-word.
Hey, now. So, what are you guys your personalities, meaning your hosts, meaning you sell the products?
Yes, yeah, companies come to us and they—
Companies come to you?
Yeah, come to us and they— and we sell their product. So they give us the lowdown of their product and then we go on air and we sell it for them. So.
For example, this set of sharp knives.
Sharp knives.
Oh, okay, let me get a look at these here.
These are Sharp Family brand knives.
Sharp Family.
And Sharp Family.
Dull knives.
Oh, so the Sharp family sponsors or has created these knives.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is a perfect knife for anyone who is worried they're going to cut their hand on a sharp knife.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You do not have to worry about cutting yourself with these knives.
Let me get a look at those. So,
go ahead. Would you like a butcher's knife or a—
Sure, yeah. Just let me see if I could— okay, so this would be prime for— trying to butcher something.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just pretend like you're murdering someone.
Okay, so here we go.
Wait,
so
do you mind me?
Yeah, let me do it on you. Let me just do it right to your chest there.
Right on the
raccoons.
Yeah.
She's wearing raccoons on her shirt, by the way. Yeah. That's not—
it's a picture. It's not— I don't have them around my neck.
That's not my euphemism for—
If I did, you could practice on the raccoons, and that would be pretty low risk.
All right, here we go. So I'm just going to just shove this as hard as I can into your chest area, if you don't mind. And
I don't.
Okay. So we'll see how dull these are, and
and you guys are fine with this.
And here we go.
As long as you are,
All right. Here we go.
Oh.
You did not move.
It didn't make a dent.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
To be fair—
didn't even tip you over.
I am wearing a metal bra.
Oh, okay. And what's the reason for that?
Comfort.
Yeah. Those things, yeah, the fabric ones can get really itchy, can't they?
Yeah, I have very sensitive skin, so I have to wear 24 karat gold.
Okay.
Wow, otherwise, I get an infection.
That must be so valuable.
Wow.
It is. I mean, and it doubled in value once I put it on.
Oh, I bet.
If you know what I'm saying.
I think I do. I'm not quite sure. So, wow, this is really dull.
So yeah,
I think, although it hit the gold
we
bra.
We might need to test it on something else.
Yeah,
it feels like that was the one thing you wouldn't want to test it on was a very sturdy bra.
I don't know what else is in the room. Well, maybe
stab me in the eye.
In the eye?
Stab me in the eye right now.
Now, even if it's dull, won't it? Who cares?
Well,
here we go.
Stab me in my eye.
And this leads us to our next product, Sturdy Eyes.
Sturdy Eyes.
But so if you are a person whose eyes are too currently weak.
What do you mean by weak eyes? They don't see well or they're just—
No, physically, if they're poked, they would hurt if someone shoved a knife into them.
Yeah, they shove the knife, they would melt out onto your face.
Sure, I would count myself among those types of people.
I would too. Yeah. I feel like weak is a little pejorative. I think there's some benefits to having your eye hurt when it's poked.
So yeah.
I
would
avoiding stuff that pokes
I wouldn't
your
even
eyes.
Say normal eyes because people who have, you know, sturdy eyes then would not feel normal. So what would you say?
I would just say my eyes are what they are.
I
am what my eyes am.
Well, I think we're a little older than you, and we're from a generation that doesn't coddle children.
How old are you, Emily?
I am 21.
And how old are you?
52.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're both 52?
52 on the nose today.
Yeah, if you add our ages.
Today.
Yes.
Happy
if you
birthday.
Add our ages together, we're 52.
Today.
Yes. So is it your birthdays?
No, it's both of our half birthdays.
Oh, okay. So you're each—
wait, so if you add your ages together, then that makes them 26?
You're each 20.
You got it.
We're each— well, no, because it's a half birthday.
So one of you is 24 and a half, and one of you is 26 and a half.
And you got it.
You got it.
Or 25. Okay, 25
you
and a half.
You got it.
No, you got it.
You okay, got it.
You got
and
it.
And guys, if you call in the next 10 minutes, you can get a strong eye and also a dull knife for $17.
Really?
$17.
Is that a good deal? No, is that a bad deal?
Well, we're using the word bucks.
Bucks okay. means it's a deal. So feel free to call on
so
in.
So where would people be calling in? Is that—
Well, it's just 1-800-QVC-SALE.
QVC sale, and that QVC and it'll sale. Be forwarded here, or?
Yes, that should be forwarded right to, it'll get you at the QVC offices, and then they'll just call your cell phone,
I did,
Scott.
This is my cell phone. Okay.
Yes, and you'll
so I'll need to
that.
Hook up my cell phone. To,
so people should just call Scott's cell phone. They have that number, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's give that out. It's
so go ahead and call if you, and if you, it's $17.
$17, not $16.99.
No, $17 even.
Wow. Yes.
Just $17 even, okay.
And we don't have change. We do not have change, so we do need.
You don't have change. Oh, you need exact change. Okay.
Oh,
wait, we're
line.
Getting a call? All right.
We're getting a call.
So
hello?
They just patched someone through to Scott's
hello?
Phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Looking for one of those dull knives.
Okay, wow. Well, you have called the right place. Now, the Sharp family, they have been making dull knives for 7 years now.
That's right.
Great family business.
It's a wonderful
who's
family
the,
business.
Who's the Sharp family? I don't know that I've ever heard of them.
Carl Sharp and
Carl Sharp.
His lovely wife, Linda. We have met them. They dislike each other.
Yeah, tumultuous relationship. Fantastic company.
I think I have an idea of where these knives came from.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only imagine they created them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd like a set.
Yeah, it was a funny story. Carl
it's a
fun, was
hang on a second caller. Hang on, second. On one okay. second caller.
It's actually a very funny story. Carl tried to murder Linda.
That's right. And
by what manner of murdering?
He was going to cut her head off.
Cut her off.
And he said, "Man, I wish I didn't have a sharp knife."
So just ISIS style, he was just going to like take a knife
he's
and
gonna do take 20 minutes to cut her head off.
So Carl recorded
quick,
a 45 minute direct to camera video.
Okay.
Okay.
Second caller, just hang on.
You're having too easy of a time cutting a tomato?
Yes, I want to struggle in front of my family, but I'm slicing through these things like a hot knife through butter.
So you want to not
like
have
a regular knife through a tomato, I guess.
Well, no, it's specifically like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, okay.
This is the perfect knife for you.
So you're looking to struggle while cutting a tomato, so it seems like you can't cook?
I want sympathy while preparing the meal.
Do you feel like your family doesn't give you enough sympathy? They don't pay enough attention to
you? No, my family respects me. They say, he doesn't need any help. Leave him in the kitchen alone. And what I want is someone to go, "What, are you so weak? You can't even cut the tomato.
Honey, you're having a hard time with that?"
Yeah. Aww. Yes.
And then also, if you can't quite get through the tomato, then it'll just burst and they'll get tomato juice in their eyes and then they'll really feel what
exactly,
you're going through.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, boy, have you called the right place.
There's almost no place else you could call for
my
this
cell phone
exact
number.
just send us.
Do you have exact change?
Through the mail or a credit card? What do you mean?
Exact change through your credit card would be ideal.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay, good.
We do
good.
Not have change.
I hate it when credit cards round up. You know, it's like I bought something for $14.50, you're charging me $15.
Yeah. Now, do you guys do cash back?
We do cash back.
How much cash back do you need?
I would like $24.23 back.
We actually only do in denominations of 10.
Yeah.
Cents?
Yes.
10 cents? Okay.
Yes,
okay,
it's got
to
have 10 cents.
I guess I'd like, 2,000 cents split up into 10.
Or like 242 10-cent pieces?
242 10-cent pieces? All
I'm
right.
I'm just looking to struggle to cut a tomato, okay?
And how are your eyes? Are they strong or weak?
Well, I
poke yourself in the eye real quick.
Ah!
Okay, that's a weak eye.
That's a weak
come
eye.
On.
Or a very strong finger.
Oh, that's true. Do you think you have strong fingers, sir?
I do.
Take that knife that you have and try to poke yourself in the finger with it. The sharp knife. The one that it's a lot like a hot knife going through butter?
Yeah.
You remember the one.
Oh, that was a clean slice.
Oh, no.
No more index for me.
See, guys, that's a problem with these sharp knives.
If you had had a dull knife, you would still have those strong fingers on your hand, and you would have the mushiest tomatoes in the house.
Are you all right, sir? Are you bleeding out? I am.
I need to go to the hospital.
Well, let's patch you through to 911 here.
Okay.
We have a direct line to 911 through here.
So through my cell phone?
I think I actually have the number. I just call Scott's number and hit 2, right? Hello?
Oh, still us.
Oh.
Still us.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to bleed out now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, caller.
You guys didn't get his address to send him the knife.
Yeah, and you didn't get his credit card number? I mean, how does this work?
He gives that all to 911, and we follow up with that.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We have to follow up with 911.
Because what we do is we cut out the middleman and we add
several other middlemen. Yeah. It seems.
That's right.
My cell phone number, 911.
But the US government. Is we eat the cost.
Oh, okay.
And we're willing to do that to get these wonderful products that we care about.
How much are you selling these knives for again?
$17.
$17, and how much do they cost you?
Oh my gosh, what did we pay for these?
Well, it
how many do you have?
Which set.
You bought them up front?
Yeah, we bought them all. Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
You, it depends on which set. You paid different amounts for each.
The amounts went up exponentially for each new set.
Okay.
We were had by the Sharp family.
Oh.
The Sharp family got us good.
And we're doing our best to unload it. It's a great product.
Yeah.
And we are doing our best to unload it.
Were you tricked by the name Sharp and knife? And
yes.
I was going to ask that. I feel like I've been wondering about that for the past few minutes.
Yeah, it seems like a con.
Well,
not like
products.
A pro.
we are conned men.
Oh, wait. I've heard of con men, but you're conned men.
We constantly get conned.
Yes. Okay.
And this is a way for us to get rid of the merchandise that we've been had by.
We're not trying to con you. We're just, okay, we've been conned and we're trying our best.
Well, and you're very honest about the fact you've been conned.
Yeah, we're conned men.
Yes.
And you didn't try to pass these knives off as actual sharp knives to us. You're not conned men.
No. We sell them as is.
Because we know how much strife it causes to be conned.
Oh, yeah.
It can really ruin your life.
Are you guys the conned men? Of conned men's condiments?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love your mustard.
Okay.
Well,
oh, my God. It is my favorite mustard.
Thank you. I spent my daughter's college fund on that mustard at a gas station. I got tricked into buying it.
Wait, how much did you save for her college fund at that point? You spent it all at a gas station?
Yeah, I spent $300,000.
What? Where was she going to go?
Brown.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what the conned men's brown mustard.
Oh, that's why they call it brown mustard.
I was so confused.
Yes.
It's brown mustard.
And we were, but the big con is that it's not a condiment at all. It's not a side. We were very much tricked again on that one.
Yeah.
We paid too much for that mustard.
Yeah, $300,000 for how many bottles did you get?
Well, several bottles, but not standard size.
Oh, they were all different sizes.
The one I got was like the size of a thimble, and I used it on just one batch of egg salad, and then it was gone.
Yeah, it was like a real cute, like room service bottle.
That's real cute.
But really cute and smaller.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other cons that you've undergone?
Well, we're currently trying to resell a pyramid scheme.
A pyramid? You're trying to sell an actual scheme?
That you had already bought?
Yes. So we got caught up in one of the worst pyramid schemes where we paid a lot of money in advance to be buried in a pyramid when we die, like a pharaoh.
Like a pharaoh.
A pharaoh.
In one of the original pyramids, or is this a new pyramid? I haven't heard any recent pyramid news lately.
Well, this one's an exciting one. It's a recent pyramid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we were getting gas at a gas station. And
because you guys drive together.
Yeah.
Well, separately, but we share a tank. And
this guy approached us.
And he seemed authentic. He seemed trustworthy.
He said,
in what way did he seem trustworthy?
He came like out of a bush and came towards us.
He never really made eye contact.
Okay, see, these are not characteristics of someone trustworthy.
He was wearing a big vest.
Okay.
I don't know what that
Well,
would
as
have
someone
to
who likes ill-fitting clothing,
yeah.
I get it. I'm with you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You're, I think, our number one client so far, Emily.
Did you get conned out of all of your clothes, by the way?
Well, we got conned into these clothes,
I would say.
So you still have your old clothes?
Well, no, we had to pay our old clothes for this outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this guy at a gas station convinced us that we were going to get really buff and we needed bigger shirts.
And then the pyramid comes in at one point.
Well, that's a difference. That's
a different guy at a different gas station?
Different gas station. Yeah.
Okay.
Or same guy, same gas station, different cons.
Oh, I see. Okay. Different days?
Different days.
Okay.
So, yeah, he came up to us out of the bush and said, do you guys want to be buried and have it be beautiful? And we were like, yeah.
That's all we ever talk about.
A pitchman knows a good pitch when he hears it.
Yeah. Do you guys think you're going to die together in this tandem car situation? Or?
Well, we drive pretty recklessly. We're constantly slamming on brakes on the on the highway, so we just assume.
Yeah, and if we don't die together, we've made a pact that we will get buried together.
Okay, that's very nice.
So it might be a burial for one of us.
Yeah. So one of you won't get buried until the other one dies? I mean, that could be months, if not years.
Oh, that's a better idea. I was thinking one of us would get buried when someone died, but maybe it's just we drag the other one around next to us.
So, and where was this pyramid, this recent pyramid, supposed to be?
Oh, good question.
Oh, thank you. I've been working on my questions.
This one was top notch.
Thank you.
This pyramid is, have you ever been to the City of Commerce?
Oh, yeah, that's very difficult to get to, almost as difficult as HBO.
Yes, which is the
once at Commerce.
We took a general at Commerce.
Like about 4 p.m.
Yeah,
4 p.m. on a Friday. Yeah. I'm sure you had their complete focus.
Yeah. They were building a pyramid out there, and they were going to throw our dead bodies in the top of it.
In the top? Usually it's like you're buried underneath, like a mausoleum.
No, this was like the very
top. This is right at the tip.
The apex.
Wow. Wait, so meaning you were going to be like stabbed and like, you know, bent over backwards on the tip?
Yeah, they drop you about 15 feet above it, and you get stabbed on it.
Oh, wow.
They showed
and
us
then the hole gets bigger and bigger as you slowly slide down the pyramid and exactly. Turn into basically a big square.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. It sounds like you've heard the pitch.
I have. I turned it down. But
were you at this gas station?
No, I met that guy at Harvard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The guy, the salesman.
The salesman. Yeah, the salesman. At Harvard. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. What were you doing at Harvard?
Teaching.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. I wanted my daughter to go to Harvard or Brown.
Was she accepted to either?
No.
She got a pre-rejection, right, from both of them?
Yeah. They sent her a letter that said, don't even try.
Don't even bother. So where would they have the time or the bandwidth to send out letters like that to bad,
you'd
poor
be surprised.
Students?
They're looking around sending out pre-rejections.
Wow.
I think it saves time in the long run because they're like, hey, don't waste our time when admissions start because we're going to be really busy. And we don't want to
send you one of these big packets
it's
back.
One of the meanest committees. It's really tough.
I'm on a dating app that's all about pre-rejections, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's it called?
Goodbye?
So you spent $300,000 on mustard. You said, how much did you spend on the pyramid scheme?
Well, the pyramid scheme was a deal. Okay. Because, you know, these pyramids have lasted for centuries.
Not this one, though. It was a new one?
And this one, well, we've since found that it's they've had a bit of a rain delay with the pyramid.
Oh, okay. Is it like that Target down on Sunset just sitting there for years?
That's right. It's just kind of an open building that everyone was very excited about. But this pyramid, let's see, how much was it going to cost my daughter to go to college?
You spent your daughter's college fund.
Yes.
Where was she going to go?
Well, she was going to go to a state school.
Oh, okay.
So not as much. But we had agreed to pay in full either way.
Oh.
Just so that she could feel the brunt of what it's like.
Right.
So this was $90,000 for Arizona State.
$90,000. So were you guys independently wealthy before you became cond men?
No, we were.
Sounds like a lot of money. I mean, I don't know that I have an extra, like, $300,000.
We were joint wealthy. So not independently wealthy, but we came wealthy together.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Dependently wealthy.
Dependently wealthy.
Okay.
So you added your money together, much like your ages, and it was a lot.
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot more than when we were separate.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
I have a question. Uh-huh. So it sounds like a lot of these deals are going down at gas stations. Do you think it might have anything to do with these guys? They see the bumper sticker on your car that says caution, stops frequently on the freeway, and they think maybe these are some dumb guys.
Oh, so you say our look might be attracting con men.
Yeah, I just think maybe you get some different bumper stickers that maybe tell people that you're smart, and then they won't try.
So maybe cover up our money to spend bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't slip on a lot of banana peels.
Yeah.
People are leaving a lot of banana peels around lately, aren't they? Have you noticed that just in the last month?
I think it's something about this this guy in the White House that you were talking about. I think it's changed the way people are behaving.
People are just like, you know what? The world's going to end. Let me just throw this here.
It's madness. It's like the trash can's two steps away, my friend.
They're emboldened.
I blame rap music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
Glorifying.
You know all those songs about banana peels?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that they're... new Eminem record where he's like, banana peel, I feel, I'm going to throw down a banana peel.
Yeah.
Which is, a lot of people are saying his... the most words per minute of any of his raps yet.
Wow.
Yeah, WPM. That's what I like about rap is just the most words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fast.
Well, yeah. You know, the opposite. Like, if there were only, like, one word in a rap where a guy just was like, chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would be terrible rap.
That's not all right. Yeah, that's almost just a statement.
Yeah. It's not even really a statement. It's more of a noun. Yeah.
It's evocative. I'll give it that. It's
what
evocative.
If he just said, evocative?
Now, that made me feel something.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
A rapper named Evocative.
And he says his own name
yeah,
as a
whole
rap.
Says Evocative. Evocative.
I mean, that just added another layer to it.
Yeah.
It was already pretty intense. And then now that it's his name, yeah. It's like, it's evoking everything.
You know what? I'm changing my stage name to Evocative. I'm looking for investors to help me out with this.
Well, you came to the right guys.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to...
Do you have any other daughters?
I wish we were at a gas station. Yeah, I would feel more comfortable.
Do you have any other daughters who are going to college at any point?
Yeah, yes.
I've got another daughter. She's 17.
Have you been saving up?
She just got a slew of no's
okay.
from every Ivy League in the country.
How much money have you saved up for collectively
tandem? I've got $200,000
together.
Yeah, I
got another $150,000.
Yeah, right. I'm going to need $350,000 to really get my debut album up and running. What do you say?
Okay, well, what's in it for us? Please say nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right.
We have a deal.
What do you think, yeah, Luke?
I love it.
Okay.
I don't think
and will this give us we get nothing ever. Like, there's no points on the back end.
No, absolutely
and just
not.
Just to clarify, we're paying for you to change your name.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to need it in dimes. So 3,500,000 dimes.
And okay. All right. And you disappear right after this?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Right. Can I make two suggestions?
Sure, two.
Okay.
All right.
The first suggestion is for you guys. I was wondering. I think it might be a good idea for you to stop telling people exactly how much money you have in full.
In advance of a negotiation?
To the dime.
And then for Scott, I just wanted to suggest you name your album Scott Evockerman.
Oh, okay. Wow. Great. Yeah.
It's evocative of your name.
So that straddles the line of my old fans
just
and my new fans.
To help you transition into your new identity.
Yeah.
I hope that's not
I want
cost
you to
more.
Really quickly look at my t-shirt that I'm wearing underneath my shirt here.
Okay,
it says available balance.
You've crossed it out several times and put...
I have an LED I could sell you that would just update it automatically based on your bank account.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
How much is that going to be?
That's going to be about $350,000.
Okay.
Do you have any other daughters?
Not going to college.
Okay, what? Now tell
your
me
wife is going back to school?
Yes, yeah. Well, I hope so. Now tell me about this LED light. I want her back in school. Get her out of the house. You know what I mean, Scott?
I guess so. I don't know why.
Talk to me about getting more wives out of the house,
okay, I
Scott.
You know, my
Give
wife
me
is
a minute
fine.
Alone. You know what I mean,
usually,
Scott?
I'm the one who leaves. Usually.
Scott, come on. Tell me about it. Me, you, on the couch, no wife.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, big smile and nod from Scott by getting the wife out of the house.
Okay, look, guys. We need to take a break. Luke and Matthew from QVC. When we come back, we're going to have Chris and Billy, two other television personalities. That's exciting. We'll be right back with more Emily Heller, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Passion. It's a type of fruit. Rod Stewart sang about it. Other things. Maybe you have it. I hope you do. I pray you do. Because if you have passion, then... chances are you have a passion project. And if you have a passion project, well, you're going to want to launch it. And if you want to launch it, well, you want it to be easy. And if you want it to be easy, well, Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. You can turn your dream into a reality with Squarespace. Maybe you're looking to start a new business. I wouldn't put it past you. I wouldn't blame you. We're not here to play the blame game here about starting businesses. No, that's not what I'm about. No, if you want to start a new business or showcase your work or publish tent, sling a little, sell products more, Squarespace is the tool for you. They have beautiful templates created by, these are not just some dumb jerks. No, they're world-class designers creating these beautiful templates. And plus, you have the ability to customize just about anything with just a few clicks. Look, it's easy to make a beautiful website yourself. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online. And no matter how weird, you sell whatever you want. Who cares? And analytics help you grow your site in real time. Everything optimized for mobile right out of the box. And there's nothing to patch nor upgrade. Never. Buying domains is simple. You'll get all the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. And Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists to gamers, even restaurants and gyms, if you can believe that, to turn great ideas into something real. Head to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, use that offer code BANGBANG. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/bangbang. Offer code BANGBANG. What would it look like if we all listened more? Isn't that better? What would it sound like if we all listened more? I don't understand that. What would it look like if we all... I don't know. It's not like you can open your ears bigger. Probably look just like what it looks like now. Maybe people pointing their ears at specific things. Look, I don't know. But listening to audiobooks, what I can tell you about that is it motivates us. It inspires us. It even brings us closer together. And there is no better place to listen to said audiobooks than Audible, because right now, Audible members get even more exclusive audio fitness programs. That's exclusively what I listen to. If you've seen me, you know that. Audiobooks, Audible Originals, more. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on this planet, probably any planet, although we don't know. Scientists have not cracked that yet. And now with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made just for members. Sounds pretty exclusive, Audible! Every month, Audible members get one credit, good for any audiobook they choose, plus two Audible originals from a changing selection that they cannot get anywhere else. They also get access to audio fitness and health workouts. That's really, I got to tell you, that is going to change your life like it has mine. And these things are created exclusively for Audible. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back, re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. You're going to get to whatever books that you have. Those are yours. You didn't like your audiobook? Great. They don't care. Exchange it. NQA. For the layperson, no questions asked. Look, I think if you're going to get Audible, you gotta go. The first book you should listen to is the Bible. Because it's a great bargain. It's like tons of books inside a big book. So it's an amazing bargain for you. Here's what you do. Start a 30-day trial and your first audio book is free. Go to audible.com/bangbang or text bangbang to 500-500. That's audible.com/bangbang or just text bangbang to 500-500. You can do it with audiobooks. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Luke and Matthew, of course. Do you guys have last names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we do.
We also have Emily Heller here, and this is very exciting because we have heard from two television personalities, and now we're going to hear from two television personalities. Please welcome Chris and Billy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Who are you? Which one are you?
I'm Chris.
You're Chris.
And this is Billy. Yeah, sorry. We're still figuring out, the intro to
We don't have a tit for tat yet.
No.
You guys don't usually work as a team?
We do. And, you know, it's the frustrating thing is we're getting the hang of it now. So we're trying to figure the thing out. I'm Chris. This is Billy.
I'm Billy.
Welcome to the Foods Channel. You know what I mean?
Foods Channel.
Yeah.
The Foods Channel.
Yeah. I don't know. Did that sound like the way that you'd sort of start a television show?
Sort of. Although, you know, I don't think you need to say Billy twice. Like, you don't need to introduce him if he's going to say his own name
we're
or
working,
vice versa.
We're right. Working.
So we do it together. It'd be like, what's up? I'm Chris.
I'm Billy.
And this is the Foods Channel.
A little overlap. And then I think you may have said Billy over
really?
His
I thought we were
line.
Saying the names twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, let's do it again.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Okay, yeah. Here we go. I'm Chris.
And I'm Billy.
And I'm Chris.
And this is Billy on the Food.
And the Foods Channel.
All right, well, I mean...
I feel like you could maybe just let the Chiron do this work for you. Welcome to the Foods
well,
Channel,
I'll
and
be
it
honest
just says
with you.
Below you.
That is honestly a really good idea, and if we can find money in the budget...
For Chirons?
For Chirons. We are starting our own Foods Channel, obviously.
Did you say Billy on the Food? Yeah. Is that kind of like Billy
on the Street?
Yeah, well, it's not a ripoff. I'll tell you that.
No, nothing on our channel is a ripoff of the Food Network.
You guys promised that.
I promise that. Listen, yes.
I don't think Billy on the Street is even on the Food Network.
Right, exactly.
I've seen Billy on the Food, and you are running around screaming at food.
Yeah.
Right. Pizzas, hot dogs,
yeah,
pretzels.
And I am running around on the food. I got pizza shoes on. I got taco feet. Yeah. You know, whatever
and you're
you need.
Asking the food if they know, like, Oscar-winning actresses
yeah.
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, what do they think of Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Are you watching Sharper Objects Pizza?
Yeah.
The answer
it
is
sounds a lot like Billy on the Street.
Well, we're hoping that that's our first hit.
That's
honestly,
just one of our
because
shows.
Because it's been a tough couple months. Obviously, we both were on Beat Bobby Flay and got brutally beat by Bobby Flay.
God. In more ways than one.
Yeah, when you say obvious, I don't know why it's obvious.
I don't
us,
think I saw that one.
You don't think, really, you don't remember the episode of Beat Bobby Flay where two guys got brutally beaten up by Bobby Flay because their food was so bad?
It was a great episode.
Did you provoke him in some manner?
Our food was so bad, he thought it would be a good idea to punch us, I guess.
Well,
Jesus.
And also, he was competing against him in the kitchen, and I was trying to beat up Bobby yeah. Flay.
Oh, you were,
right.
I showed up with the tongs and the spatula. Billy over here showed up with the boxing gloves and the
brass
trunks.
Knuckles.
Yeah,
a club, an old-fashioned club.
Zip guns.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so we took the L on that one, is what we say. But we said we're not going to let
this
get us down.
They did not like our tuna melt.
No, they did not. He turned that boy into such a tuna melt, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's right.
He punched him. His face got all soft.
Yeah.
And they said... Bobby Flay cooked something.
Yeah.
You just called him a tuna melt and beat him up.
Just punched him in the soft eye.
So we started a new network.
Yeah.
Obviously,
we
weren't wanted.
Fuck this. We don't need these guys. We don't need the infrastructure of a network with money. We're going to do it ourselves. So we started the Foods Channel.
How do you start?
Billy.
How does one start a network? I don't even know how I would do that. I mean,
LinkedIn.
Really good
LinkedIn,
question.
Really?
Yeah, we both started really detailed LinkedIn accounts.
Okay.
Updated our resumes, headshots,
if you
professional
just keep,
connections.
If you keep telling people you want to be their friend on LinkedIn, eventually they log onto the website.
Submit.
Yeah. So we got a network of three.
Yeah, network of three. Us and my mother. And
she accepted your LinkedIn request.
She accepted his. Did not accept mine yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Fingers
She's
crossed.
She's our producer.
Mom,
she lives in a convalescent home.
That's true. Mm. But, you know, we're just getting the channel off the ground. We've got
I'm
a few
a
shows
fan.
In the tank.
I've been watching Billy Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yes.
So what is that? That's you going around to try to do what to food?
That's where I don't copy. That's where I don't copy Queer Eye.
Oh, okay.
And I redress all the food. I tell him how to shave.
Yeah.
You give him taco shoes.
Yeah. I give him taco shoes.
Cry.
I'll shave the Parmesan.
Every time I see that show, I cry.
Thank you. That's what we want. That's what we want for the Foods Channel. We want it to be. We want it to be a food network. Sorry, no.
Excuse me.
Not
channel.
Foods Channel. We want it to be a channel, and we want people to feel something, you know, because that's what people like these days.
Well, what is going to happen on the next season of Breaking Bad, Billy? Please tell us.
Well, I can't
tell
you.
These titles don't even have food in them anymore.
I got to say those on the next episode of Breaking Bad, Billy, they don't tell me anything.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. That show's about cooking.
This
right?
is a spoiler.
Yeah, this is a cooking show.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Okay.
We know that I haven't been able to break eggs successfully this whole season.
Okay.
Right, you're too weak to crack an egg.
Too weak to crack an egg.
Too cowardly.
Too cowardly. Too emotionally weak to crack an egg because I look at it and I say, this is the exact same shape of my head.
Yeah.
What if someone were to break?
What if someone to push me off the wall I always sit on?
Yeah.
And then you keep not putting them back in the fridge and then they get spoiled. Is that
that's
the spoiler
right.
you're doing?
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, a lot of people keep saying that you are Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, how do you respond to that?
Crazy. Which is crazy.
I've been hearing it especially from the King's Horses and King's Men.
Okay. Why? Because I wear these high pants? and don't
Mainly
wear a shirt.
Because you're an egg.
Oh, come on.
Now listen, come on. That's
I'm
very reductive.
Billy.
That's very reductive. This is my friend Billy.
Speaking of reductive, how about a sauce?
Oh, I love a balsamic reduction.
You're really good at transition.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we built this whole brand.
The whole show, the whole network is mostly transition.
Yeah, and honestly, as you've already seen, all the shows star Billy. I, of course, am not an on-camera talent. I am just sort of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Making deals.
You're in the shows, though. You keep pretending.
What are you talking about? No.
You dress up.
No.
Just behind the scenes,
no
literally.
Way.
You obviously want to be an actor.
No.
And you're disguising yourself in these shows.
What are you talking about? No, all the old men are not me, okay?
Yes, they are.
All the old men are not me. All the children are not me. All the dogs are not me.
We were recording an episode of Aluminum Chef the other day.
Yeah.
And Aluminum Chef Billy. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to say the last part.
Yeah.
It was implied. Yeah. Billy is implied in all the titles.
Aluminum
and
Chef
also explicit
Billy
in a lot of them.
It's like Walt Disney's Fantasia.
Precisely. Sure, yeah.
Right. Precisely. It's in a different font.
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. Yeah.
Billy is in a different font on the title always. So it's like the title treatment and then with Billy is on it.
And what font is that?
Comic Sans.
Oh, good. Sans. That's a great choice. Yeah,
and all of the rest of the titles are in Trajan Pro.
Trajan Pro. Classic, that one I know.
Classic movie poster font.
Luke and I heavily invested in Comic Sans.
Yes. Really? Well, we invested in Horatio Sans as a comic.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
he's the Comic Sans. Yeah.
Our only agreement was he has to call himself Comic Sans from now on.
This the Saturday after Boat Trip premiered?
Yes.
Okay, that was a bad time.
To be clear, that is the font that we use on our TV show Comic Horatio Sans.
Yes. Yeah. All of him making letter shapes out of his body.
Honestly, quite a contortionist, that man.
Oh, yeah, more ways than one.
How many ways?
Linguistically. Mm-hmm. He'll really confuse you, and then you go, that actually did have a point.
So two ways.
Well, that's more than one.
But anyway, I'm not in the shows.
Okay.
I'm not in the shows, okay?
To the naked eye.
Don't look in my closet or the wardrobe truck.
Well, this is how we keep it different. You know, if it was just the Food Network, boring.
Farts.
We would be doing Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we would be doing At Home with Giada.
We'd be doing.
But instead, we do the same shows with old people walking around in the background.
These people, do they look old or are
I
they?
I think they look very old. I think they look very convincing.
It's not convincing.
Oh. I think it's the same makeup guy that's doing all of Sacha Baron Cohen stuff right now.
And he's
good.
Well,
let's say this. They have a lot of powder in their hair.
Yeah.
Oh. They always have the hugest chin. They all look like a Leno.
Hey.
You look like Leno.
Right,
hey,
because when you're
great
old.
Great artist, steal.
Yeah.
Do you think Leno might be Sacha Baron Cohen?
I think that's Leno.
Yes, Jay Leno is definitely Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, is it that much of a coincidence that we lose jaywalking and then we get all these incisive pieces by Sacha? I don't think so.
No.
It's not a coincidence.
No.
So, I mean, you guys have obviously seen these shows. This is on cable packages and...
This is on packages of cables at Best Buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We burn DVDs of all of our shows and we leave them in the packaging of cables, that, like HDMI cables. RCA cables that you can buy at Best Buy.
Right.
So it's like how rappers go around handing out their mixtapes to people.
Exactly.
You guys are kind of doing the
We
like,
say you like food
marketing.
Shows?
Yeah.
You go down to Venice.
They've hired those guys in Vegas that flip cards for strip clubs against their fingers. Mm-hmm. And those guys do that with
the
DVDs.
Those guys?
Yeah, that's
how old did those guys look?
How old did they
look? How old did that guy look?
I mean, one was 25 and a bunch of old man makeup, and the other was 25 and a bunch of young boy makeup.
But if you put them together,
what is young boy makeup?
What is young boy makeup?
Rosy cheeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Lollipop. Lollipop.
Can I ask, what's the format of Aluminum Chef?
yeah, for sure.
Billy.
Have you ever seen? You've seen Iron Chef. Obviously.
I have, yeah.
So it's two.
It's nothing like that.
It's
right?
Nothing like that. In that show,
Morimoto involved, or
Morimoto is not involved in ours.
It's Lesimoto, right?
Lesimoto.
Yeah, he stops by Lesimoto. Quickly.
Yeah.
We could say
it's the same guy. He's just there for less time. Lesimoto.
Yeah. You know, his name is just Moto.
Yeah.
Says Morimoto when he wants a big job.
I hope it's really him, because if it's you,
yeah, it's kind of a Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Here's what I think. If it's convincing, it's not offensive.
Well, then it's offensive.
What are you talking about? Everybody loved Kutcher.
Yes.
Doing that Pop Chips ad.
Yes. Wait, what?
Kutcher, where he dresses up as A+K. The Indian and it passes.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm. They love that. So what's wrong with the...
That's actually one of our productions.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Can you not afford other actors? What?
No, we can only afford Kutcher.
You guys produce Kutcher's Pop Chips?
Yes.
Wow.
They were on our set.
Yeah.
they were on our set that day, which is the... what is that? The shed in the back of my yard.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What did we call that?
What do we call
the
that?
The shed.
The shed.
It's the tiny shed. The lawnmower shed. Sorry. Yes. It's where he keeps his lawnmower.
And you guys have cameras. You have equipment.
Some is better than none.
Yeah.
We have some.
We have one battery. So if the battery dies, we have to go dark.
The cameras are all in great shape. Some of the batteries are dead.
Yeah.
Or if you want to change angles, you got to take the battery out of one camera and move it to the other. Yeah.
We'll change angles on what the show is all the time. We'll change angles mid-shoot. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some of your other shows?
We've got Decent Eats with Almonds Brown.
Yeah.
Who's Almonds Brown?
Who's Almonds Brown? Well, I'm Billy.
Yeah. And now let's say Almonds Brown is a 65-year-old man.
It's you.
Convincing.
It's not me.
Almonds Brown is a convincing 65-year-old man that walks in the background of Billy teaching you how to cook.
It's just beets. It's just crazy to me because I love these shows, but it's obviously Humpty Dumpty and you.
What? What are you talking
That's
about?
Obviously, who's in these
okay,
shows?
This is unbelievable.
I'm Billy, not Humpty Dumpty. You must not have seen Chopping.
Yeah. Have you not seen Chopping?
Wait, what's Chopping? Chopping is one of your shows?
Have you ever seen Chopped?
Yeah, I've seen Chopped.
Okay,
yeah.
They have four contestants who come and get a secret basket of ingredients.
Sure.
Well, this is a karate show.
It's a secret basket?
This is a karate show where you hold up a salmon and you have to chop, you chopping through a salmon with your hand.
It's if four different contestants can chop through a different food item.
Almost like a hot butter through, or a hot knife through butter.
It's a hot butter through knife in this one, actually.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
Well, yeah, basically it's ineffectual. Yeah. It doesn't do anything.
And in this show, the contestants are never in the same shot at the same time, and they're all different ages and races, I know.
Right, very
yes, that's why it's called chopping. We really chop together the show.
Yeah, very edited. It's a very edited
show. Do you guys figure out the right eye lines for people?
What's an eye line?
What's an eye line?
Okay, yeah.
Eyeliner?
I find it interesting you're leaving these shows in DVD format, which is an old format, in HDMI cables, which is a high-definition
format. Well, we explained that wrong. We're burning DVDs.
Yeah, and you stuff them into the packaging of HDMI cables at
Best Buy. That's right. A burnt DVD that is unusable.
You're burning them in what? In the kitchen? Or?
In a fireplace. Or
you have a fireplace in the kitchen?
Yes.
How do you cook, Scott?
Yeah,
we
don't use ovens.
In a wood-burning oven, obviously. I only eat pizza.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Pizza, we love it.
Have you ever tried to cook anything else in a wood-burning oven, by the way?
Mm. Yeah.
Why would you?
That's a
I
pun.
Never have.
I like that.
Oh, why would you? I didn't even realize.
Is that another show idea you have? Why would you?
Right, yeah, right. The network unfortunately passed on that.
Yeah, wait,
who's the head of the network?
Because
with the head of that network, and it seems a lot like you.
Huh, that's funny you would say that because it's not me.
It's two people.
Yeah, it's two people. It's two people at the same time.
Let me guess, is one an old man and one's a really young man?
Yeah, right. One is Pizza Feet.
And yes, and the meeting happens at the same time, and it just so happens that they have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep switching in and out, Mrs. Doubtfire style.
It's
they
a
don't
tactic.
Have to.
It's
one
a tactic.
You had hot Scottish flashes. Nanny.
Yes. You it's had hot tactic. Flashes during our last meeting and had to run out.
I did. Yeah, I had hot flashes.
You
had hot flashes.
You pushed my face into a pot.
Right. Yeah. Hey. And hey.
That's
were
a
you
show.
In
That's
character after that or not? You were in character after that.
Yes, I did go, ooh.
Exactly. So it worked is what I like to think.
And so how are your ratings? Are you able to track these at all? Or
Well, I rate us pretty high.
Yeah, I'd say a solid effort and the product is getting there.
Yeah, well, what about the Nielsens? Have you met the Nielsen families?
I don't like them.
Yeah. Great so family.
They
great
gave
family.
Us a zero.
Great
yeah.
family.
Yeah, let me guess. It was an old man with his son and a
I'm
Scottish
Billy.
Nanny.
And
you're Billy.
Yeah.
So they rate it very high.
Yeah. Well,
you're talking about the real Nielsens.
The Nielsen. The Nielsons.
The Nielsons.
That's a different. They're the people who rate us, and they're very, very, very good. They rate us very high. It is a 65-year-old man and his 12-year-old son.
Right. Yeah, and they're real.
Are you able to sell commercials at all, or how are you making money? I don't know. I mean, you've only been around for a month or two, you say, and you're struggling.
Well, it's interesting. We haven't made a lot of money. I've been sort of dressing up in a costume, I admit, and coming
this
out.
One you admit about.
Yeah, I do. This is a costume, and I sort of hide in the bush at gas stations, and I sort of step out.
Do you have a big vest?
I have a very big vest.
I don't know how that implies that you're a con man.
Because what's going on under the vest? Has he got watches under there? Is he selling them?
Yeah, that's true. So I see. So you
do not sell watches from under the vest.
I do not sell watches under my vest. There's nothing in semi-vest.
So, oh, really? You do? Well, this happens to us a lot.
I didn't want to say it.
We bought a ton of ad space from one of those guys at a gas station the other day.
Do you have anything to advertise? What are you advertising?
Well, we're kind of trying to cook something up now. We bought the ad space and figured that would get the creative juices flowing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And painting yourself into a corner there.
Yeah. Well, we pitched on it.
We got a couple of. We got we want shirts that can stay tucked in. We're thinking about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Untuckables. We want pants that tuck into your shirt.
Pants that go underneath the shirt tails?
You tuck your pants up underneath your shirt.
And then the pants somehow suck the shirt in.
Because the bottom of the shirt is tight and the top of the pants is loose.
You want to show off the bottom of your shirt. You don't want to show off the top.
So you don't need a belt.
Yeah, we're thinking about two-show socks.
Two show socks? What?
Not no show, but two show. Two
show. They show socks. Too much.
They show
so
too
you wear
much.
These socks over your shoes.
You pull them all the way up over your head.
You're the Grinch's dog or something?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were inspired by him.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of our stuff is Grinch-based material.
Really? You have other Grinch-based material?
Yeah, look at my smile.
Christmas is not for a few months, so I don't want too Christmassy.
I've been stealing gifts.
We have a Grinch-based show, too.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, it's called Salad.
Okay.
You know, it's all about the green.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you look pretty closely, there's a Grinch walking around in the background. Saying,
okay.
Yeah, we got the real Grinch.
Yeah.
Because what it looks like plenty is power, somehow you guys stole
you guys
the,
got
Grinch
the Grinch
costume.
No. We got the real Grinch.
Yeah, that's the real Grinch.
Jim Carrey Grinch or Benedict Cumberbatch?
The
Grinch?
Real Grinch.
Just the real Grinch.
The guy that it's all based off.
We got the Grinch that the stories are based off.
The true Grinch.
What's your like
Aesop's
on set?
Fables Grinch.
The Aesop's Fable Grinch.
What's his set personality?
He's a hothead.
Yeah.
He is a real hothead.
Really? How many? What percentage of the people you work with are hotheads, by the way?
150?
Yeah.
150%? Everybody and sometimes time and a half? Uh-huh. It feels like we're working golden hour with these hotheads.
So, Chris, you're a bit of a hothead. Is that what I'm getting?
You should see this guy. He'll eat some hot tamales.
You know what? It's become too much of an issue. I think I need to come clean about something.
Okay.
I need to come clean.
Finally.
Okay, please.
Seriously.
I've
been waiting.
I mean, you guys obviously think that all the extras in all of our shows are me, okay? And I'm going to come clean. Okay?
I'd say the speaking players, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly the speaking players. You give yourself too many lines.
The station owners, the Nielsens.
I think now's as good a time as any to admit it.
Sure.
Okay? We blow our whole budget on getting all of our actors. Those are real actors. They are not
okay,
me.
Okay, that's not what we thought.
They're not me. They're not me at all. Those are real actors. We get them on actors' axes.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think we also have to tell another truth.
Yeah. Oh, no. What's that?
You're not admitting anything. You're just lying again.
We came before the Food Network.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just telling the truth.
These are all just lies.
No, these are things that we've been holding back because we're ashamed.
I can see your fingers crossed behind your head.
And it's in front of you.
I have a question.
Your egg-shaped head.
All of a sudden, you are sniffing out scams, and I...
Yeah, it's very atypical of your personality.
I just want to say I am very impressed with your personal growth.
Listen, was stupid at the beginning of this, but I'm getting smarter.
It's almost like you went back to school. Like
well, sometimes when a stupider person comes into the room, it wakes you up. That happens to me frequently. Yeah. I walk into the room saying, I'm a human man, I am 6 feet tall, I'm real.
And suddenly...
Everybody gets smarter.
Well, look, we need to take a break. When you guys can stick around.
Love to.
Anyone else coming in a little later? An old man? A little boy?
Do we need to hire some extras for later on?
We might.
We've got a few. I got a couple with.
We'll see what happens.
Sturdy in my seat, so I'll stay.
Certainly not going to fall off at all.
I don't think so.
We do need to take a break. We'll be right back with more Luke and Matthew, more Chris and Billy, more Emily. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. In honor of National Coming Out Day last week, we wanted to tell you about the show Homophilia on Earwolf. Let me tell you about it. This is a great show. Homophilia is a queer comedy party where host Dave Holmes, friend of the show, you may have heard him on Are You Talking to R.E.M. Re-Me recently. Great guy. Love him. And Matt McConkie, not a friend of the show necessarily, but personal friend of mine, was a writer on Bajillion Dollar Properties. Two great people. Look, no one can dispute these are two solid human beings. What they do is they grill LGBTQ celebrities on what they're loving and also who they're loving, if you know what I mean, who they're having sex with, I presume. They have in-depth, eye-opening, and hilarious conversations about everything from their pop culture obsessions to their guests' personal experiences with dating, sex, and love. So what you want to do is get to know a different side of people like Trixie Mattel from Drag Race, John Lovett from Pod Save America, Margaret Cho, and more. You're going to want to listen to this show. Episodes are released every Friday just in time for the weekend, so that's very convenient. Listen and subscribe to Homophilia now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever the fuck you listen. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Emily Heller. Her album Pasta coming out in November.
In the vague November area.
Yes, and Pasta, does that give you guys any ideas, Chris and Billy?
I'm dry.
I'm fresh out.
Really? No ideas.
Can I pitch the TV adaptation of my album?
Oh, sure. All right, okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the album, but it's animated with, like, actual pasta.
Like anthropomorphic pasta?
Like a stop motion kind of deal? Or
that's
is it
good.
Or if we could actually, like, Frankenstein animated.
Oh, you know what? I think I know a pasta guy. A man who's pasta.
You do.
I can hire a man who
you
is pasta.
You know a man who's made of pasta?
I know a man who's made of pasta.
I was hoping for a woman, but okay.
Oh, you know, well, okay.
Should be a man in your show. You should be a man on your show on our good network.
Okay. Oh,
you know what?
He's on the Vons app right now.
You know what? Also, I think I know a woman who's pasta as well.
Well, and I'm here looking at Zappos trying to find pasta shoes. Thinking there's something to this. There's definitely something to this. So in your show about your stand-up album, I run around New York City with pasta on my feet. Uh-huh. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I see this going for 10 seasons.
Yes. 10 seasons?
And a movie.
And a movie.
Yeah, hopefully.
Famous phrase.
Yeah. 10 seasons and a movie.
Famous phrase.
We also have Luke and Matthew here. They are television personalities.
Hello.
And conned men.
Not Jewish yet.
Not Jewish.
Really, no one's convinced you.
What can we do to push you over the edge?
Well, we're just looking for a Jew to come in and convince us. We'll see.
Rosh Hashanah? Maybe.
You're really throwing it out there of ways you could be convinced.
Maybe. Yeah,
I mean, we're working hard. We'd just like to see.
Do you guys
someone.
Have any sort of religion right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're Christians.
You are. So someone could convince you that Christ was only a man.
Yeah, we're willing to throw out the whole New Testament. We're on the fence about the New Testament.
What if I told you that Jesus was Jewish?
Wow.
Whoa. Well, then maybe we are in.
Well, yeah, I'm on board. Take this cross off.
All right, it's just
going to
cost you
myself off this cross.
Take these khakis off.
Wait, why are you taking it? Guys, don't strip.
This shirt off.
Put on
please.
Jewish pants.
What kind of pants are those?
They're tattooing themselves.
No, you can't tattoo yourselves. You're not going to be able to be buried.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's a rabbi.
Wait, you got a tattoo of a rabbi?
Do me.
You're Jewish? All right, what are you tattooing on?
Oh,
guys, I don't know if you guys can make those jokes yet with those pictures. Yeah. You just became Jewish. Those are pretty broad pictures.
Yeah.
We're basing them on his character.
Nah, whose character?
Yours.
Wait, hey, and don't you dare tattoo me. I can't have any identifying marks on my skin.
That's right.
Those are like Nazi propaganda symbols or something.
Yeah, look at the nose on that rabbi.
Jeez. What are you talking about?
You're the ones who did it to each other.
What are you talking about, Scott?
These are chill cartoons.
Chill. Well, we have one feature to go on the show, of course. It's something that we play every single week. It's a little something called Would You Rather? All right, it's time to play Would You Rather. We all know how this is played, of course. People send us Would You Rather scenarios to our Twitter, which is at CBBWYR. We play it every single week, and so we pick from these. And what I'll do is I'll read one of these situations that someone has sent aloud, and then I will open the floor for questions. Please don't ask any questions before I open the floor. I will have to dock you points. Once I do, you're free to ask any and every question that comes to your mind. At a certain point, I will close the floor for questions. There will be no warning whatsoever regarding that. I will then ask you your choice. I will tally up the points. We will assign a winner, and that is how we play. All right? Everyone good with this? Everyone all good?
Yes. Does the hair keep growing?
Wait, you asked a question before I opened.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I jumped the gun.
I'm sorry. Which one are you, Luke or Matthew?
I'm Matthew, I think.
Okay. Going to have to dock you points. Are you guys playing as teams or are you playing individually?
We will play as a team. Yeah,
you're going to play as a team. Okay, you're going to put up all your money collectively? You're codependently wealthy?
Yes, if it'll get my wife out of the house, absolutely. Right, Scott?
And I'm Billy, and I'm here alone, so I'll probably just play by myself.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll be playing.
You're a new
person. I'll be playing.
Who's this?
Who are you, sir?
I'm Chris's son. I'm going to be playing with my daddy.
Why do you have white hair and old age makeup?
Huh? I think he was having a hot flash. He had to go.
Okay. You just shoved my face into a pie.
Oh, all right. Let's while we're waiting for a little boy to come in, we will.
Hello. I'm back. I mean.
Oh. Melt my face into a pie.
Hello.
Worked again.
All right. Let's read one of these scenarios. This comes to us from Adam Rowlingson, a.k.a. Rowl E. Poly, Rowley Poly, Roly Poly, I get it, Roly Poly. He asks, would you rather die from drowning in a septic tank or survive drowning in a septic tank? I am opening the floor for questions. Ooh, getting in early.
Wait,
Chris. No, I'm sorry, Luke. Wait, and now Emily wants to get in. Oh, my God, it's a war for who's...
I bet it's the same question.
Yeah,
why don't you say it in unison?
Or?
Yeah.
Is it a used septic tank?
Is it a used, meaning, no, it's actually a pristine one. They just constructed it. They just poured in all the septic material right before.
Oh, so it's.
In fact, you're the one who is pouring in. It's your septic tank.
So when you're in it, it is full of things.
Yes, of
and
course.
It's your shit.
Yeah, basically it's just a big toilet that you have perched above.
And well, there's someone whose job it is to fill the toilet the first time with all their own shit.
Yes, and that is that's your job, and then you go, oh no, I fell.
So in order to fill it, how many meals do I get to eat?
Yeah, without shitting previously?
Well, or it's just like I have to eat a bunch of meals and then shit over and over again in order to fill the tank, right?
Right, yeah, it's approximately a fortnight.
Are those meals paid for?
They are, yes.
Okay.
You get a per diem, and you can spend it on the meals if you want, or you can pocket it and buy something cheap, whatever you like.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to shit in that 2-week period.
Mm. Oh, it's not just a cumulative...
It is cumulative.
Okay, but I mean, like, I'm not shitting and then collecting that shit and then pouring it in the tank.
Oh, no. You have to keep it in the tank, as they say it.
I have to keep it in my tank. Okay. Yeah.
And then transfer it into the other tank.
All right.
Yeah.
Is a cork provided?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, but there is a corkage fee.
Those are tough.
Yeah.
Those are tough.
How does the corkage fee compare to my per diem?
It's about equal.
Fuck.
Yeah. So you really want to just keep it up in there by some other means. Fingers?
I have another question.
Okay.
Sorry,
sure.
Like
yeah,
I'm dominating
the
questions.
She's running away with this.
Guys, do you get points just for asking questions?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That was a question.
If I survive the septic tank, are there any permanent injuries?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. You have basically you have your fingers up your butt,
Right. But then I take them out.
And they break off, sort of like a hot knife through butter, once you fall in there.
I'm not following that metaphor, but okay. Mm-hmm. So my fingers break off. Wait, but this is in the septic tank?
This is, yeah.
Once I finally uncork it.
Well, you fall down, it breaks off, so you have two fingers up your butt, which are irretrievable.
All the king's horses, all the king's men.
Exactly,
none of them can get the fingers out of
and if you're an egg and you fall, then you're dying either way. There's no way to survive this.
Wait, okay, but I...
So you're in the tank, you're unplugged, you're drowning yourself in your own pee and diarrhea.
Yes.
Is this...
Or solid poop.
It doesn't have to be diarrhea.
Yes, it does.
Is this, like, covered by the news once you're saved?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's my question.
Local news, not national.
My question is going to be, does any of your buddies know that this happened?
Well, you know, the Foods Channel, I believe, might be covering this.
Well, we have a show just like this.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah, called Septic Tank.
Oh.
It's where people come pitch their bad meal ideas.
Yeah, is Mr. Wonderful involved?
Mr.
Tudorful?
Mr. Pretty Good.
Mr. Pretty Good.
Yeah, Mr. Pretty Good. We got
Mark Peruvian.
We got Mark Peruvian. And then we got two other guys.
Yeah. You know him.
Two other guys.
Guys. They're Food Network people with different names.
Here's my
question for the actual thing.
Yeah.
If I die, can it become public? And if I live, can it be a secret?
Well, if you're an egg, you're going to die either way.
Okay.
So, but you're not big, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we've done Easter before. You've been died then, and it was fine.
Yeah, that's right. I've died many a time.
There's also that, like, school experiment where you, like, figure out how to drop an egg off a building.
Right, with a parachute.
So maybe they can do that.
None of this stresses me out. It's fine.
You are sweating right now.
Okay.
But it's almost as if, you know, you're being hard-boiled or something like that, because it's just perspiration, you know.
Well, I mean, he is sitting on a chair that looks like a pot, and it's full of hot water, so I don't know what's going on. I think somebody's playing a trick here. It seems like somebody might be playing a trick.
So it seems like almost like you guys are being conned.
Oh, well, we ain't
conned. The tables have turned.
Well, I'm in either way.
Is there a show called The Tables Have Turned on your network, by the way?
Yes.
It's good. Yeah.
Mario Batali comes on the show, a lookalike, and comes on and he says...
An offensive lookalike?
An offensive
Like a stereotype?
No, I think it's very authentic. And he passes.
No, it's offensive to both Italians and fat people. And he comes on and he says, "This food is an Italian," and he flips the table. Yeah. Turns them.
Jesus did that one time in the market.
Yeah.
No, he
did. Temple, actually.
That didn't exist, actually, anymore.
Wasn't it in the temple?
That never happened.
In the temple.
Yeah, it never happened.
Yeah, that never happened. We don't believe that anymore.
Oh, you're adding to his tattoo?
Oh, he's adding a Jesus. So now they're Jews for Jesus.
Doing his own this time.
It's just a picture of a foreskin with a circle and a line through it.
I ain't afraid of no foreskin.
So you're using the Ghostbusters theme about foreskin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got one more question.
Yes, of course. Chris.
Ballpark-wise, how long does it take for you to drown in that poop?
Third base.
And poo's on first?
Who's on first,
who's
exactly.
On first.
And if this has happened to you before, are people going to be like, how did this happen again to you?
Maybe. There might be an element of that.
I don't know if you can control people's reactions to this. If this is, I have a question about the life rights of if I survive.
Yes.
Do I get exclusive life rights to the story?
To your own life?
To my own life story. I don't know if it's like, tank was designed by someone else, is there an intellectual property?
Right.
Issue?
If you're at work, do they retain some rights? You sign away all the rights immediately before taking the tumble. So I'm sorry.
Oh. And so does it become canon in whatever story you were already living?
It's canon in the Marvel Extended Universe.
Okay, good. Doesn't affect
Not me. Canon in Star Wars.
So you don't have to rewrite your rhyme.
Okay, good. Doesn't affect me.
Okay.
Yes, Emily. She's got so many points.
I don't own the rights, but if at Comic-Con I want to dress up like myself, can I charge for autographs?
You know, that's a sticky situation because a lot of those people... stinky situation is what I meant, because you're still covered in poo at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Stinky and sticky.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I've closed the floor for questions. I told you.
I didn't
get an answer.
Find out if the hair keeps growing.
All right, let's see how you'd like to vote. Let's see. Let's go over to Emily first. How are you? You have so many points for so many questions. Let's see if you...
I do. I mean,
I can keep that momentum going.
I think that I think I'm just gonna die.
You're gonna die, so you choose dying. Why is that?
because Trump is president. Am I right, people?
Yeah. Oh.
I hear ya.
So you. So it doesn't have anything to do with the actual situation.
No.
You're just advocating just for everyone to commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I just figured, like, I don't have the guts to do it myself, but if I'm going to be in a septic tank, I'll
If it happens, it happens. Yeah, so, you know, death by cop, whatever way. Suicide by cop, I mean.
And if I can't write the book about it,
yeah,
you know, what's the point?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, that's what Luke and Matthew once said. All right. I don't mean you guys. I mean the ones that don't exist.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah.
They don't.
All right. Let's go over to, speaking of Luke and Matthew, they're playing as a team. Let's go over to you guys.
Well,
we've had a little conversation, and we will invest.
How much money? Let me take a look at your shirt.
Open your shirt up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you have that much money?
2.36.
Are you, which one are you investing in? Are you investing in the tank?
Yes. We'd like to buy this murderous septic tank. Yeah.
We've talked about it and we want it.
Or Kevorkian tank, whichever you prefer.
Okay, so for 2.36.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right. Let's go over to the little boy who walked in the room. What is your name, young lad?
My name is Chris. I mean, oh!
Oh, no. Now my face is in a pie. Oh, all right. Well, now let's go over to Billy over here. Billy?
Yes.
How are you going to vote?
You know, I think I'd like to be in the tank and live through it and live through it to tell the story. I'd like to richen my story.
Okay, now you know that, however, if you are an egg, there's no way to live.
Yeah, so all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't get Humpty out of the septic tank again?
I don't know those guys. I don't know them, so I'll probably just be a human in a septic tank, get out, no problem.
Okay. You don't know those guys.
My story.
Do you know what a horse is?
What's a horseman?
You should watch Barry.
I should watch Barry. Yeah. That's right. I need to.
Season 2.
I've been meaning to. I just got my HBO Go hooked up.
You did?
That stuff is good.
Okay.
Well, you've got that show, Billy.
Yeah.
That's about you.
You as an assassin.
Yeah, it's about a murderous egg.
Wearing taco shoes.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's...
It's called Billy on the Street.
Mm-hmm. Let's tally up all the points. Let's see. The young boy never voted. So, 0 points. Then we have Luke and Matthew, who also similarly did not vote, but are just investing and spending... a fortune.
Yes.
One of their many.
Roly-poly, 2.36, coming right at you. What
coming
was his
right
name?
At
you. Adam Roly-poly.
Now we have Emily, who's racked up so many points during the questioning period, but then voted incorrectly. So
this is censorship because I got political.
Yeah, sorry. But we need to silence you. I'm going to shadow ban you right now. Aww. So sorry. So -1 point.
You're upset and weak in the knees, but don't sit in that chair.
And that leaves us with, we have Billy over here. Looks like you're our winner, so you're going to get in the tank.
All right. All right.
That's how we play Would You Rather. So we're going to get you up in this tank here.
Okay, just don't push down too hard.
Okay, let's bring it in, guys. Boy, that sounds like all the king's horses and all the king's men.
What is going on? Nah, just, you know what? I don't want to do the tank anymore. I'm just going to stay seated on my perch.
Let's bring it in, guys. No, sorry, you won.
I'll just stay seated.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my. Is that the king? It's just supposed to be the king's men.
Oh, hello.
What an old king that is.
I'm here with the tank of Dookie.
And I'm Billy.
And here, son. Walk up this ladder.
I don't know if I can make it up the ladder with these slippery pizzas on.
There we go.
And jump.
I gotta jump?
Yeah, yes.
I don't feel comfortable jumping.
Jump!
Do you want us to push you?
I'd like to sit on the opening.
Sure.
And you guys can maybe light a match. Maybe light a match, and then I'll sit on the opening and get sucked in.
like pants inside a shirt?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay, well. All right, so you're sitting on the ledge here.
Yes.
Here,
okay.
Let me just salt you just a little bit here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm. Yeah, do you have money for the corkage fee?
Shoot, yeah, here you go. Here's 10.
Okay. And, all right.
Splash. Splash. Splash.
God, it smells really bad.
Yeah. He's doing the Terminator 2 thing. He's changing through all his...
Little Miss Muffet.
And now I'm going to take off this wig and this jacket.
Chris!
It's me, baby. Oh, it's me.
Well, your voice got gravelier.
I tricked your asses.
We knew.
No, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I was pretending to be surprised.
You guys didn't know. See, I got one. I got one.
I did not know.
And now what are you doing here?
Huh? I was just coming to grab up my friend, but he's in the old Doogie bath, so...
you know, it ain't that bad in here.
Oh, I think you got it drowned, bro.
Is this Judaism?
I think so. It's about as confusing.
I love it. I love it.
I think this is Judaism.
All right. We're running out of time here. We just have one last feature on the show, and it is a little something called plugs. Plug your holes. Oh, wow, germane to this conversation. That was Plug Your Holes by Bubster.
It's too late.
Too late. All right, what are we plugging? Emily, what do we have here?
Got an album called Pasta. It's coming out
Pasta!
In November.
And you can say that without being like an offensive stereotype.
I choose to be an offensive stereotype every time. Okay. I can say it without being one, but I refuse.
You choose to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, watch Barry. Watch the Emmys.
The Emmys that have already occurred?
That have already occurred. Just go back on your DVR.
Sure.
See what happened. Yep. No spoilers.
All right. And let's see. Luke and Matthew, what are you plugging here?
Well, let's got to get rid of a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, check us out on QVC.
Check us out on QVC.
We are nominated for most pointless show for the Emmys. So,
oh, wow. So go back and DVR to see if you...
Go back and DVR that.
Yeah, see if we won and got yelled at.
Yeah, and you know because they already occurred, but you're just saying.
Yes,
just go back and look.
And listen to the Teacher's Lounge on Stitcher Premium.
Wait, is that like a con?
What's that?
Is that a premium?
Yeah, we were forced to put on a podcast by the man in the vest.
So Stitcher Premium is like a con to get people to pay for podcasts?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all conned men. We're con men, but we've been conned.
Right, yeah. So you just figured out the premise of your own thing. Yes. Okay, great.
Now I got it.
Okay, good. And let's see, Chris...
Yeah, you know, I think I now got to plug, you know, you should check out all of my now dearly deceased friend's show.
Is he deceased yet, by the way? We didn't get an update on him.
I'm still here!
Okay, well, you know, hopefully maybe he makes it out. If not, you can check out all of his shows, Billy on the Food, Aluminum Chef Billy, all those shows. Obviously, also, I got to throw a good plug into the old Teacher's Lounge as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's a good podcast, and I love it, so I think you should listen to that.
You have tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm going through a lot right now. My best friend's soaking in Dookie.
Everybody who loves the Teacher's Lounge is in a sort of state of desperation.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, check it out. You know, and check out the Foods channel at your local Best Buy and the cables.
Yeah.
You can find a burnt DVD there.
Sure. If you see a singed DVD, then. And don't look, by the way, for the movie Burnt.
No,
in the DVD section. No. You got to look in the cables.
Good movie, by the way. Good.
You made it.
He's back and he's toweling off.
Wow. So you.
Now that was
his skin
nice.
Actually looks really good.
So yeah. Wait, you are not an egg. So you made
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you
he's
very
a full
much.
Chicken now.
Wow.
All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Whoa, what a bag. It's time to open it.
Open up bag.
All right, guys. I want to thank our guests. Emily, so great to have you on the show for the first time and hopefully not the last time.
Thank you for having me. I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay, great. See you then. And Luke and Matthew, you are not invited back, unfortunately.
Come on. We got to sell our stuff.
What else you got?
Oh, now this you're going to love.
Oh, we're so happy you asked.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
What do we have in here? Let's see. What do we have in
You're
here?
Happy I asked, but you can't.
Have you been trying to shop for a loved one for an upcoming anniversary or a Valentine's Day?
Oh, of course, yeah. Valentine's Day is just mere months away.
Okay.
How about 17 tons of steel?
Just in what? In like
big long blocks.
Okay, like girders or
is that for the 6-year anniversary?
Yes, yeah. It really can be early on. It's never too early to get a gift. You can melt this stuff down. You can make all kind of stuff out of it.
Now there are major tariffs on specifically us for this steel.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
But for just the low price of $43.
$43?
Yes.
$43?
Bucks.
Box. 43 boxes of what?
43 bucks. That means it's a deal. If we say bucks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you understand?
No.
You get that?
No.
You only use the word bucks when it's a deal.
Okay, sure. And Chris and Billy, thank you guys.
Thank you.
You're not an egg, Billy.
No, I'm Billy.
You're Billy,
He's
of course.
Billy.
And you're always Chris, right?
I'm always Chris, definitely. I will never be back on this show, but I've got some friends that I could recommend for
Oh, okay.
You. Who would love to have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Most of them are in the age ranges of, 9 to 12 and 61 to 66.
And then everybody else on the show gets their face pied.
Yeah. Hey, I can't predict the future.
Yeah.
I ain't no clairvoyant.
You aren't?
No. I know I look like one.
What?
I know I'm dressed like one.
Wait, you're not?
No.
You thought he was a clairvoyant?
Why am I your partner? This Wait, sucks!
Did he con you into starting this whole network by saying that he was a clairvoyant and knew it would be successful?
I met him at a gas station. I said, the prophecy is fulfilled.
You're a conned man, too.
I got low confidence because I'm not an egg.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Did you know that many of your favorite Comedy Bang Bang t-shirts are also available in women's styles? On podswag.com, women's doesn't just mean smaller or pink. It means they're cut totally differently with a scooped neckline, narrower shoulders, and shorter sleeves. That way, everyone can find their perfect fit. Go to podswag.com/bangbang to check out their women's and unisex styles and find the perfect fit for you. That's podswag.com/bangbang.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Risa Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting? Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.